Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and I'm with Roger Wilson-Hines. Hello, Roger.
Hello,
how are
there.
You?
Nice to see you, David.
Good to see you.
Shake you
good
by the hand.
Indeed, okay. Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Now, you originally came to prominence, I think it's fair to say, with the Thunder screen reader. Is that right?
That's perfectly right.
And it seems like we've got quite a few more free screen readers now, which is quite exciting.
We set the pace.
Yes.
Ours was first. It's now not the best. Ours is a bit outdated, but we did get 400,000 users around the world, and we were first off the blocks to get a free screen reader, and thank goodness so.
That's amazing. When did you start Thunder?
We started Thunder in 2005.
Okay.
And we're just going to stop running it now because it's not so good on Windows 8 and Windows 10. So we've moved over to smartphones.
But if anybody's still got a Windows 7 machine or something,
yeah,
and then
yeah, I use it every day, Windows 7.
Yeah.
Even Windows XP, we've still got users.
Okay. And Thunder, it's presumably it supports your standard Sappy speech.
You can choose any Sappy 4 or 5 speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, it supports the Microsoft suite of programs very well, very adequately.
Yeah.
If you go into more work-related databases and things of that sort, we're more for home users.
Yeah, and you then also had some add-ins that you recommended for things like using the web and podcasts and so on.
We've still got the easiest home user access to the web. It's called Webby, W-E-B-B-I-E, I-E for Internet Explorer, and that works on all levels of Windows. It's a text web browser. That means we rid ourselves of all the adverts and all the pictures, and you can just choose the size of text or you can listen to it, and it makes the web very easy to use.
And presumably you don't have to worry about your Flash plugin crashing
or anything
like that.
You don't have to worry about all that kind of garbage.
Right,
there are some things it won't do, but most home user things it will do.
Okay.
And it's free.
Any Braille?
No, we've never supported Braille.
Okay.
It's just we're a small company and we don't have the cash to do it.
We'd like to. So that's the screen reader on Windows, and you're saying you're kind of winding that down pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Webby, that'll continue on, will it?
Webby will continue on.
Yeah. So that'll be available for Windows 10?
Yes, that's available for any Windows.
So it's a free web browser that provides a very straightforward, clean web browsing experience.
Yeah, and for partially sighted listeners to this, you can choose the size of text easily. You can have your text up into 7248, or if you're a speech user, you can have it in text 0.8 and get lots on the screen.
Okay, so let's talk about Georgie phone, because that's your baby
that's
now.
That's our baby
it?
Now. Yeah.
So just explain for people who've never heard of Georgie phone.
Okay,
what that
so
is.
We take an Android phone, and the cheapest about £100 it works on, and the dearest when you can go up to £400 or £500. We've made 24 apps, which I'll explain in a minute, and each app costs 99p. And you get the grandchildren or a techie friend to download the apps for you if you're not used to doing it yourself. And you're away you go with an ordinary Android phone.
So I could just get any Android phone then? I don't have to get the phone from you?
No, you certainly don't. No, any modern Android phone.
Yes.
Technically, any version 4 Android phone and later.
So what if people are running like KitKat or
KitKat's good.
Yeah.
Lollipop's pretty good.
Yeah.
The earlier ones will work, but they're now a bit old in the tooth.
Okay.
I forgot what the early one was called. Jam, was it?
Oh,
can't remember.
Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're lovely names, aren't they?
Well, they are. Yeah. They are. So, make me hungry.
Yeah.
Now, so I go and get my Android phone from my mobile phone provider or wherever.
Yeah.
And then I get someone to help me put the Georgie phone
apps on
there.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
what happens?
I'll describe it. what comes up is on each screen there are five buttons. It could be three or seven, but five buttons. Just each button is big and bright and bold, and it's like a screen reader. You can choose the colour and the type of font you see best. You can to some extent choose the size, and you explore the screen like you're reading Braille. It's a touch screen, and when your finger passes over one of the buttons, it tells you what it is. And instead of a mouse click, you double tap on what you've heard to make it happen.
So it's just the same, it's like using iOS, I suppose.
Just like using iOS, but yeah. A fifth the price.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're out and about, a lot easier to use.
And so does that start support automatically? So once you've installed these apps,
yeah.
When you, if you, you know, restart your phone, does that start automatically then?
Yeah, you can choose. You can have it always in Georgie, restarting in Georgie, or you can have it part of the main screen and just one of your many apps.
Okay.
It's not restrictive.
So what happens? So I restart in Georgie then. So my sighted friend, whoever has helped me put this on, they've gone home.
Yeah.
So now I'm on my own. So what happens next?
I'll just get a phone.
Oh, right. Excellent. Okay.
Okay. So when you start the phone, as I move my finger from top to bottom slowly. Okay, Georgie, phone, text, time and date, and assistance.
Okay.
And then I go, the bottom button is down page, and I get buses. Let's try and get some buses here. Okay, so it's found buses. That's the nearest bus. Okay, and if I double tap,
it's...
So the next one is 1308. Did we miss that?
Okay, maybe.
And if we were outside with good GPS signal,
yeah.
You double tap again and you get walking directions to that bus stop. And as you ride on a bus, it announces the stops as you're coming to.
Okay.
That's just one of the 24 apps, but it illustrates how it is, doesn't it?
And are there a choice of voices that people can use with Georgie Phone, Roger?
Oh yes, there are lots of choices. All the usual suspects that make voices. Nuance, but we actually use the default Google voice, which is totally free and very slick, very fast, and that's the one you heard on this recording.
Okay, but if people want, say, Daniel.
Yes, if they want Daniel, I think Daniel's free on the Android phone. It's a very good voice, but it's a bit slower, bit posher, bit more distinct.
It's quite formal, isn't he?
You know, it's quite formal.
Yeah.
When you're listening to a novel or you're out and about, you just want it quick.
You do. Excellent. And that's the thing I often say to people about smartphones is, in fact, they're often more useful, I think, to us as blind people than maybe they even are for sighted people.
Very much.
Because obviously a sighted person can just look at the timetable at the bus stop.
Yeah,
absolutely.
See where the bus stop is.
But having that information spoken to you is very helpful. So what else is on there, Roger?
Well, there's an app called Places. And with Places, it does a lot of things. It's a talking compass. You can also landmark a spot. If you do a regular walk and there's a particular safe place where you want to cross the road, you can mark it. Or if there's an overhead branch or somebody always leaves their blasted car in the way, you can put a landmark up to warn you as you're coming to it. And the only thing you have to remember to do is to have your phone switched on.
And then it will tell you when you get near that location. Well, maybe you'd put that at your bus stop where you're going to get off, because...
No, the bus stop will tell you. Mm. The bus stop automatically announces bus stops anywhere in the UK.
Right.
You can use YouTube very, very quickly, very easily.
Go on. Are you able to show us YouTube? Yeah, that
okay,
would be.
Okay, so I'm going to close. I'm going to ask you for your favourite music. What do you want to hear on YouTube? So we'll go for Beatles.
Open-minded, yes. They're always very popular, aren't they?
The Beatles. So it tells me on the screen it's
okay,
the Beatles.
Okay, so you've moved to the part of the app where you need to speak, and then you've double-tapped something on screen, and then you've said the name of the band that you want.
And then that name appears to make sure I've got it right.
Okay.
I touch it. The Beatles, and I double tap on it, and now a whole list of Beatles songs have appeared.
Yes.
Let's see what we get. 1965, I heard.
It's quite quiet.
It's very noisy in here.
It is, isn't it? Maybe we need to get some speakers plugged in, but I mean, there's been a lot of talk recently, Roger, you know, about Apple Music. Will I be able to, you know, just ask it, play the Beatles, just, you know, that's tell me where the nearest bus stop is and do that from the home screen?
Yeah, we don't do voice for the nearest bus stop because it's easier with a key. We did make an app to speak and ask for a bus stop.
Right.
But it's easier with the buttons when you're out and about in a noisy environment.
Okay.
So there's no need to substitute voice.
Yeah.
But I use my voice to choose the Beatles then. I use my voice to find out what's around, what's near to me, and that kind of stuff.
But you're using a combination of moving around, yeah.
Yeah, you can always choose. Yeah. You can do it with the buttons or you can speak it.
Now, as well as lifting your finger and doing that double tap, do you also support like the split tap idea where you add a second finger? That's something that I've used quite a bit on touchscreen, move my finger around until I find what I want.
There's a whole lot of gestures we can do like that. You triple tap to magnify.
Right.
To long press and move icons around. You tap and then hold.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of them. My mind's gone blank. But
now, one of the things I use my mobile device for quite a lot is access to books and downloading books.
Yeah.
So do you have any options for books?
Yes, we do. And we find Audible actually works pretty well as it is, so we don't need to adapt that, but we access LibriVox, which is like having your mum and dad reading to you all over again.
Okay.
So you choose a book and you have a real life person reading it to you.
And they're volunteers, I think.
And they're volunteers, so it's free. Yeah. And it's good.
Excellent. Excellent. And have they got quite a big library?
It's growing, you know, it's thousands. Yeah. It's not hundreds of thousands. It's good though. Growing.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and
that's excellent.
And outside Georgia, you can access all these things.
Yes.
And one by one, we'll make them accessible.
So this, really, the idea of Georgiephone is to give you a little bit of a leg up if you're just starting out with an Android phone.
Yeah.
You're not quite ready for the full talkback experience.
Absolutely. Just like thunder. It's a leg up and something to use when you're stressed and you've got your cane or your dog and it's noisy. You know how you get fretful when you're waiting for a bus and all that. So it's a leg-up thing to get you started, and then it's a useful thing when you're in a difficult, challenging situation. Forever, really.
How do you make that work? 99 pence for an app.
Okay, well, we certainly don't make a profit on it.
No.
Four out of five app companies for blind people don't make a profit. We're certainly up in the lead there. But what we do, we're a registered charity, so we get grants to do things. And I can tell you, a project we've got at present running is in Peterborough. Their council actually gave us money, and we're training 30 blind people who are frightened to go out to use the phone, go around the block, go on the bus, go to town, spend money, go to Costa Coffee, go to a local park, and the phone's a great help to them. So that's how we make our money doing project work, just like we used to with Thunder.
Well, that's tremendous, Roger, and it's good to see you still making a big difference all these years later.
Well, it's my 75th year, so
well,
I've got 20 years to go, I reckon, don't you?
Congratulations on that. That's fantastic.
It's a young man's sport, this ticket.
And what would you say to people listening overseas? Is it just a UK thing right now, Georgiephone?
But buses and taxis are UK. The rest, wherever there's Google Maps, we've got Georgiephone.
Okay.
So you could mark your palm tree in the West Indies or wherever it is. You could mark your favourite palm tree and go and lie under it.
Yeah.
How about that?
So if you've already got an Android phone, I mean, what are you got to lose? 99 pence?
It's nothing, is it? You try it, you don't like it. You try it again 6 months later in case it's improved for you. And you can't lose. Yeah.
So all these apps, really, the sort of design philosophy is to go for kind of big chunky buttons, so you've got a large target area on the screen to get your finger there.
Absolutely.
So like you say, if you've got the cane or the dog or whatever in the other hand, it just makes it a little bit easier, particularly on the smaller screen.
Absolutely, because I never run other things down. iPhone has lots of buttons on, and that's okay for techies like you and me. I love the iPhone, but it's no good for the aging population or the normal blind person is not techie. Yeah? We're not normal. We love it and we live and breathe toys and tech. But most people just want something that's easy and non-techie. So, as with Thunder, that's what we've created. Look, thanks for the opportunity, I must say.
That's all right. You're very, very welcome.
Let's have your hand again.
It's been a pleasure. So how do people get in touch with you?
Okay, now we need to do that, don't we? We call Georgie Phone, G-E-O-R-G-I-E, Phone, P-H-O-N-E, all one word. So you can Google Georgie Phone, you'll get lots of information. If you've got an Android phone, you go to the App Store and you search on the word Georgie Phone. And if you're not techie yet, you talk to your grandchildren or your mate and say, help me sort this out.
Where did the name Georgie come from?
Why Georgie? Margaret's first guide dog was called Georgie.
Margaret's your wife?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
She was a gorgeous little Labrador. The dog, not the wife, yeah. She was a gorgeous little Labrador, but a rubbish guide dog.
Okay.
So in memory of dear old Georgie, we named the... You better call it something, haven't you?
Roger Wilson Hines, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.